All right. Hi, everyone. This is Anna Rova recording to you from my office / baby bedroom, which is my office usually. And I woke up today on Monday morning to record you this quick message. And if you listen to the podcast, know that this is not produced. This is like a real quick, dirty and quick message from you, from me this morning to you, because I have a quick announcement and a quick, basically call to action from all of you, because Christmas is coming and New Year is coming and we don't have the time to edit things. So those of you who are watching me or live on Instagram TV, this is also going to be an IGTV, and it's also a message from me. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Anna Rova, and I help single successful women attract committed masculine men. And today's episode is basically called All I Want from Christmas. All I Want for Christmas is a Man. That has been basically inspired by a woman who got on a discovery call with me and then ended up enrolling into my program and working with me. So I have a message for you for Christmas. But before I do that, I actually wanted to, I've had so many discovery calls this week from women who are listening to the podcast and following me on Instagram. And it's just so nice to speak to someone in person who has been listening to my podcast and maybe been binge listening. And, you know, some women get on a discovery call live with me and they're a bit nervous, which I understand. I'm like, yeah, don't worry, I'm not a celebrity, but I know how you feel. So I really wanted to thank each and every one of you. You know, I record these episodes from, you know, my office / baby room here in Canberra, Australia. And I see the download numbers that they're growing and there's so many women listening and it's gaining popularity. But I don't talk to you in person. And so when I get on a discovery call with women and you tell me that the podcast is really helping you and you want to take the next step and you've been listening to my interviews of my clients, it just warms my heart. So thanks so much. And so in that regard, I wanted to read three quick reviews for the podcast, for the claimed podcast. If you're watching this on Instagram, know that you should be listening to the podcast, obviously. So all of these reviews came in November, and they're all 5 stars. So the first one is from IC Crystal Arse. Sorry if I'm pronouncing that wrong. She says, I learned I fall in line with your values and desires. I will say it was interesting hearing how different similar cautious perspective worldviews are and embodiment power. Great listen. I'll take a bit from her that I did learn. So I guess Crystal's her name. She's talking about episode 171 with Kasia Urbaniak. Amazing episode. The next review I want to read out is from Marisa Jean. On the 20th of November, she says, wow, words cannot describe how big of a difference this podcast alone has made in my life. I love Anna's work. She's truly taught me how to embrace my femininity and lean back so that the men in my life can lean forward. Thank you for guiding me back to my true feminine essence. Oh, Marisa, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Thank you. And the last one is from Brooks Jazz One. I have come to love me some Anna Rova. It's hilarious. I am naturally an alpha female, so I tune in whenever I need a gentle reminder to relax and let my husband take the lead. I would love to hear more content on how to reverse the polarity for women already in relationships. Thanks for the work that you do. Thanks so much, Brooke. I'm assuming that's your name. One of the episodes that I want to recommend to you is, and those of you who are in relationships, I've actually interviewed three of my clients who are already in relationships. It's called How to Change the Feminine Masculine Polarity When You're Already in a Relationship. So please check that out. It's a podcast episode and also a YouTube video with actual clients. But I definitely work with women who are already in relationships. So that's, I'll be thinking about how to produce more content like that. So thank you so much, everyone. Please, if you're a podcast listener, haven't left a review yet, please do so. Leave a 5-star rating, hopefully, and review on the podcast. All right, so let's get into it. Today, we talk about Christmas and how to get yourself a man. Well, how to start to get yourself, or to put yourself on the trajectory of getting a man by Christmas or by New Year's. And so This was inspired, as I said, by Jennifer. Jennifer is a woman who told me on a discovery call that she's going into her seventh Christmas alone. She has a young son and her relationships with men were very troubled. And so, you know, going into the holiday season alone is not good. Doesn't feel good. You know, when everybody's in couples and you see these like movies and TV series and you go and see family and oh my god, yet another time they're going to probably ask you, so how's your love life? Why are you still single? Why are you not married yet? So I really wanted to encourage you to, you know, to take charge of this and to actually solve it and to get serious about your dynamics with men, especially if your clock is ticking. If you're someone like Jennifer, for example, you know, she has a successful career, she has a great circle of friends, she has a lifestyle that she loves. I work with women who are single and successful mostly. I also work with women who are relationships, but a lot of them are single and they don't understand, you know, the more successful I am, it seems like the more unsuccessful I am in relationships, or I'm attracting all of these men who are feminine men, like I'm not attracted to them. So Jennifer is a full package, you know, but she can't help but ask herself, what am I doing wrong and what's wrong with me? And so her story is so common. I mean, I've spoken to more than 400 women now in discovery calls about this, right? And so, you know, we are at the end of 2020 and 2020 has been a crazy freaking year and it has put so many things into perspective, right? Where we are, who we are, what are we doing, where our life is going, what are the priorities? And I noticed that for so many women, the fact that, you know, obviously like COVID and lockdown, they realize they're alone, you know, and they realize like, shit, life is short, you know, and what do I need this all the success for and everything if I can't share it with a man, you know? So they really, I noticed this shift in women, well, you know, the ones that I got on discovery call, that they really decided to take charge, wake up and kind of do something about this. And so, you know, women are waking up to the fact that they're not getting any younger and they better figure something out fast before their biological clock runs out. And so, you know, if you're someone who's tired from carrying all the weight of the world on your shoulders and you're ready to change and let go of control and finally attract different types of men, men who are committed, who are available emotionally, and men who are masculine, who take charge, who take the lead, and I mean healthy masculine, right? These are the men we're attracted to. And who you can trust, surrender, and let go of control. I encourage you to take action. And you know, if you want to feel safe, peaceful, and taken care of, and if you're trying to do it all, then I really encourage you to invest in yourself to take action. And if you have been listening to me or following me for a while, and you have been you know, kind of pulled into my work or you're resonating, I encourage you to take action now and give yourself this Christmas, give yourself the gift of investing in yourself and doing something about it. And basically, I encourage you to apply for a discovery call with me. So I'm actually doing all of the discovery calls now for the last week of 2020. So this week, whenever you're listening to this on the podcast or on IGTV, I've actually opened up my calendar. So today is my Monday in Australia, obviously, but it's Sunday night for you, wherever you are. And so this week is my last week of the year when I'm working. So I see that there's a few spots, Monday, Tuesday. So basically this whole week, I think there is like four or five, maybe about 10 spots left in my calendar for discovery calls, and they're getting filled pretty quickly. So I encourage you to go to growlskill.com/apply and apply for a discovery call and then schedule it. And let's talk about this. Last week I've had, I don't know what happened. Maybe it's my energy or whatever. I've had so many women signing up for the program to work with me. I think it's because we're coming to the end of the year and women just want to like, you know that they've done something for themselves, that 2021 is going to be a year of hope, is going to be a year of change, of transformation. I feel like we're at the cusp of something big, you know. Obviously, COVID has put so many things into perspective. So take action and invest in yourself to put yourself into the best position to start attracting different types of men, men who you deserve. You know, in working together, we're going to be able to look at what's stopping you, what are the patterns, what is that that's driving all of the patterns that you're attracting men? What are some of the beliefs that are happening within you that, you know, that are preventing you from living the life that you want in a relationship or just being surrounded by amazing men, because you create your own reality of men or of the people that you surround yourself with. You're going to learn how to tap into your feminine energy, really embody that. I'm a feminine embodiment coach, which means that when I work with women, it's not just like, all right, tips and tricks of how to sit here and sit there, or, you know, how to, you know, texting guides and shit like that. Like, I don't do that, because I know that if I can help you shift and transform from the inside in terms of beliefs and letting go of control in a very embodied, holistic way, then you don't need any of the tips and tricks and techniques, because you'll know that you are the prize. And men, and when you know polarity and how it works, you'll just get a lot of clarity in terms of dating men and relationships. And so the solution is fairly simple if you're willing to do the work, obviously, and are committed to the results. So I've helped hundreds of women get out of their head and into their body, let go of control and embody their femininity, so they, again, can start attracting committed masculine men. If you're looking to get some more reviews or want to know more about the results that women experience when working with me, please go to girlskill.com/reviews, and I'm constantly posting screenshots. Today I posted a screenshot for Barbara. Barbara has an amazing story where, you know, she started to work with me in March, and through, you know, a lot of like dedication and work, she's been able to start to be surrounded by different types of men. And she just reported when she posted this, I think last month, that her man, you know, asked her to move in together. And now he's the one leading the whole talk about, you know, the future and babies and getting into something more serious. So that's where you want to be. So, you know, the whole world changes when you step into this journey. You'll start appreciating men. You'll start trusting men. You'll finally get rid of old beliefs about the patriarchy and the masculinity is toxic and so on and so forth that doesn't serve anyone. And you'll create your own reality, as I said before, of great men who are willing to step up and take care of you. So ladies, give yourself this gift for Christmas or for the New Year's, because you are the prize, right? And so next week is your last chance to do something about it, right? And to invest in yourself and to get on a journey of hope. You know, a lot of women that I get on calls with now, they say, oh my God, Anna, I just want what you have and what all the other women you work with have, right? And so if you're inspired by it and if you want this, then I really encourage you to do so, because life is too short, as we know. I mean, who knows what the hell is going to happen in 2021? Hopefully it's going to be a better year, but you never know. And so the time is now. So if you go to girlskill.com/apply, just apply for your discovery call, book a call with me. And as I said, this week, it's going to be me. So you're going to be talking to me directly. As I said, this call, I have a spot as of now on Monday, Eastern time, one spot on Monday, one spot on Tuesday, and then Wednesday's pretty opened up, and then Thursday and Friday as well. So yeah, girlfriend, do it. Go and apply and book your discovery call, and I'll see you on the call. And if I don't see you on the call, I'm wishing you a great holiday season. Hopefully, you know, if you sign up for Discovery Call and we start working together, we'll make sure that next holiday season you're not going to be alone. Or if you're not going to be in a relationship, at least you're going to be surrounded by amazing men. And you're going to be living such a different reality with yourself and in your body. And so I'm wishing you, you know, a great holiday season wherever you are, in whatever part of the world or the US you are. Just lots of, you know, hope and support and feminine vibes coming your way. And let's make this 2021 the best year yet, because we've had enough of the bad years ahead. So much love to you all. And I'll talk to you soon. And I'll see you on Discovery Calls. Okay, bye.